Joining us now, business strategist, to talk about what's happening with everybody returning back to work. Seth Gordon is here. Seth, welcome back in. Thanks for being with me.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Love so, the intro song. I'm sorry?
I love the intro song to the segment.
Oh yeah. David's good at that. He picks some good ones for us. So let's talk about this. The vaccinations are increasing. Mask mandates are rolling back and everybody's reopening. And jobs are now kind of in flux. It's weird in this environment we're in that there's so many openings and so many help wanted signs everywhere. Yet the stimulus money seems to keep coming too. But that's another discussion. Let's talk about what's actually happening when it comes to employers and employees as we open back up and people start to work their way back to the office situation, going back into work instead of working remotely. Or are they?
It's a great discussion for now. We are really dealing with some interesting times. We're finding that there are more jobs posted than ever before. And we have a lot of candidates that are testing the waters, trying to see if there's an opportunity for them, but not necessarily making a move. So it's putting a lot of challenges on employers to find great talent right now, while also battling against the stimulus checks and how that's impacting the workforce today.
Well, I know the checks are going to start flowing again for families with children. A lot of governors around the country we've talked about have said, that's it, we're done. It's time to get back to work. But I've talked to a number of people and mentioned a guy I know that's in construction right now, and everybody is slowing down. And he especially says, I used to have, you know, three or four people come in, you know, during the week and want to apply to work with us. But he hasn't had anybody come in. And the business is slow right now. What's the solution as far as, you know, getting these folks back into work here? And then secondly, we'll talk about bosses being able to hold on to the current talent they've got.
Yeah, we're recognizing the same trends. I've had roles that we've been hiring for the last 6 months. And, you know, it's interesting. We utilize a lot of the different job sourcing websites to bring in candidates, and we'll get an initial response that's very heavy. But then when you follow up with these candidates, they go dark. They disappear and they end up not following through on the process. So, you know, we're working really hard to make sure that we always have a stable of candidates out there. We're starting to post roles much sooner than we would have in the past, so that we have time to work through a formal process and get to know people better and make sure that we make the right hire. So it is difficult. It does consume more time. And you have to have some different benefits and perks to make somebody interested in wanting to come work with you. And part of that has to do with mixing that concept of working from the office and working from home.
Kind of having the option or working both of it in there, because people have gotten so used to that work-life balance and getting the job done and yet still enjoying some of that time working from home for more family life. So, you know, they've come to like that. We've seen the number of resignations as the pressure to get back in ticking upwards. Is this why that's happening? Because people are being pressured not to be able to continue what they've gotten used to over the last year?
Yeah, I think so in some regards. But I think a lot of employees were maybe dissatisfied with their roles prior to the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So they may have been considering an exit at that point in time, and then the pandemic allowed them some freedom. That was quite nice, where you could work remotely, you could work on your own schedule. And I think now that they are being requested to go back to work, they're saying to themselves, do I really want to go back to that job? Or do I want to look for something maybe a little bit different or something a little bit more that aligns with what my goals are? Or maybe it's a full-time remote role, and the role that they're in today is just that's not possible for them.
Well, these are certainly unprecedented times, and we're in a transition period right now to see what's going to flush out in all of this. Is only going to take time. So how long do you think this window is before we kind of, all right, we're back into normal groove here?
Yeah, normal is going to be different than what normal was back in the teens. You know, we're kind of looking at what is the new normal? And for us, I think it's going to take a little while. I think it's going to take a while to get people back into the rhythm of where they're working and when they're working and how they're working. I think employers are going to have to focus a lot of time and energy on, you know, how do I retain key talent, irrespective of whether or not they want to come back to the office? And how do I get the most I can out of those employees? Because at the end of the day, we're in business for a reason, and that's to to keep our businesses healthy and strong and making money. And if we're not getting the productivity from the existing staff, then we do need to go get talent that is going to keep our businesses strong.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, it is a bit of a give and take, but you're right. The business owners and leaders have got a job to do, produce income for their companies and stockholders. So, yeah, I think you're right on that. But the good news is, you know, I do believe there's going to be more compromise than adversity in all of this as well. All right. Thank you so much, Seth. I appreciate you.